All right. Hi there. It's Rakuten here. How are you doing? Hope you are doing fantastic. All right. So trying to be funny, but I think I am laughing on my own joke. So I'll just keep it going. It keeps me happy. All right. So podcast for today. It's actually first day of issue, and the stamp is Wildlife Conservation. And it was dated June 12, 1971, and it was addressed to Mr. R. Page, Purchasing Agent, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Page, certainly conservation says, okay, let me try again. Certainly, conservation is everybody's business. The instrument manufacturer, the chemical plant, the paper mill, the steel fabricator, the oil refinery, the power station, local towns and cities, yes, each of us. On the job or on vacation, at home or at play, we all have a stake in preserving the natural world around us. Second paragraph. When a lake or a river dies, when airborne pollutants in a given area are a danger to health, when any species of animal, reptile, or fish is threatened with extinction through wantonness, oh, that's a new word, or willful neglect, we all suffer a little. We all are the poorer. Next paragraph. A number of years ago, back in the mid-30s, I think it was, Wendell Willkie coined a memorable phrase, one world. Like many innovators, he had trouble making that concept stick. In retrospect, it now appears he might have been ahead of the time, a little in advance of the slow march of events. It is one world, indeed. Whatever hurts or destroys one segment of mankind or his environment really harms us all. Next paragraph. In discussing a subject of this sort, it ain't easy to turn from the lofty phrases and begin to hawk one's wares. The fact is, however, facts borrow instrumentation and system properly employed and installed have served for a half century as a bulwark against environmental pollution. For example, in our own plant, in our own town, we've been successful in turning back pollution. That's why we firmly believe it is possible to restore the American scene largely as it used to be. Moreover, there are many suppliers beside ourselves capable of assuring such positive results when and if right action is taken. Last paragraph. This stamp from Avery Island, a fabled wildlife sanctuary, is a proof that accomplishing the impossible frequently is simply doing the possible every day. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Executive Board of Directors. So this is my podcast for today, and I truly believe in what he said, though, that we really need to conserve the wildlife because we coexist with them, and they are very, very important to us. And if you believe about what I said, well, good for you. If not, maybe do your own research. Anywho, if you are listening to this, what would I say? Except thank you and come back again. Bye.